Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation.
Hey.
Yes, we're going to start the show off with a bang today. We always give you the latest and greatest in celebrity entertainment news and gossip. But before we get to all that, we have to say hello to our juicy peaches out there in Atlanta. Hello.
What's up, Atlanta?
Guys.
Does that have to be called a plump juicy peach?
Making me thirsty.
Yeah.
Something's different over there because Portia's out today. Portia and her lovely baby bump are out. But sitting in her chair is the beautiful Althea Fifi Hart. Now,
What's up, guys?
Oh. Yo, and just to get your mind ready, Frank, you know, she got an album out that's getting ready to drop, right?
I do, called Fifi, self-entitled. It's an EP, 5 songs, and it's about my life. And where I'm going.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Song 6 right here.
We've got a show to do.
Oh, yeah, we do have a show to do. Yes, moving on.
Jesus.
You'll be saying, oh, brother, to the cast of Celebrity Big Brother. Yes, that's out now. And could Lupita Nyong'o and Michael B. Jordan be having a smash alert?
Oh, I hope so.
Wouldn't there be some beautiful babies?
Yes, yes.
But first, Brat, what do you have?
Well, you guys, the Super Bowl halftime show might be lit after all.
How's that?
After numerous profile artists declined to perform with Maroon 5 for this year's halftime slot to stand in solidarity with former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick, Travis Scott accepted the offer to join the group a couple of weeks ago, and now a third artist has signed on to perform.
Ooh,
and I'm so excited about this. Oh, my God, we got ATL legend Outkast Big Boy!
Okay.
So the turn up is about to be so, so real. I mean, this is a huge surprise and a smart move because if Big Boy hit the stage, he is guaranteed to bring out some of ATL's greatest artists. So what y'all think? Do this make the lineup a little more exciting for y'all to watch the halftime show?
No.
What?
I mean, I like Maroon 5.
You don't even watch football, Gary,
well,
so you don't count.
Guys in tight pants running around tackling each other? I mean, why wouldn't you watch that, Gary?
Thank you. And I love the quarterbacks and all those other good people, the tail ends and the tight ends.
The tail ends.
Maroon 5 could have done it by themselves. I mean, you know, they didn't need to.
You need a little bit of help.
The Super Bowl is in Atlanta, so you need some Atlanta legends, and Big Boy is going to be a great addition.
Do they have to worry about people saying, listen, you should support Colin Kaepernick, and it's shame on you? Will they lose fans for playing
the
Super Bowl?
They probably will.
From what I understand, Travis Scott put it in his deal that the NFL had to give $500,000 to social justice.
Oh, that's smart.
So
that's the way around it.
Yeah, it's the way to, okay, I'll do some good. I'll pass it forward.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's in ATL, and we need some type of representation from, like,
Brett,
the legends.
In there.
Nah, I mean, they ain't called me. I'm still standing in solidarity.
Me too, Brad. I said no.
I have some more exciting news. Love is in the air, and another Hollywood couple is going to tie the knot. Yes, they decided to terminate the single life and join themselves in holy matrimony. I'm talking about Chris Pratt and Katherine Schwarzenegger. Now, if you don't know, Katherine Schwarzenegger is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Really? I never would have guessed that.
That's such a common last name.
Chris announced his engagement to Katherine by posting a sweet photo with the caption, quote, sweet Katherine, so happy you said yes. I'm thrilled to be marrying you. Proud to live boldly in faith with you. Here we go.
Oh, I hope he don't treat her the way her daddy treated her mama, because that's sad.
Aww, Gary.
She must have a hot
mama. God. Just have some hope for these people that are in love.
He just jumped out of a marriage, honey, out the skillet, not here in the frying pan. Let your other wife just simmer for a minute.
Well, I'm sure living, you know, with her father being who he is, it's hard for a man to keep up expectations.
Imagine, imagine having to ask Arnold for permission.
Yeah, but you know, honestly, when you see all this stuff happen, it makes me nervous. It makes me even scared to get in a relationship because everybody cheating.
No, not cheating.
Girl, 99.9.
Wait, Gary, do you cheat? Are you a cheater?
No.
You look like you had to think about it.
I mean, no. Well, you know, I'm a cheater if I think you cheating, honey. If I think you cheating, I'm cheating.
So why not just break up?
Well, but I mean, you know.
Oh, come on.
So I'm scared, honey. That's why I'm just trying to see Jesus' face, honey.
Well, last night, the Critics' Choice Awards took place, and much like the Golden Globes, Lady Gaga and Glenn Close were both nominated for Best Actress. Now, the thing is that both ladies won. It was a tie. So congratulations to both ladies.
Wait,
there you go.
I've
never seen it before, but they did it. Now, the funny thing is what happened last night is that Lady Gaga got her chance to step to the mic to give her acceptance speech.
Yeah.
And the orchestra started playing, you know, like to get
off
stage.
Yes.
You know, they only allow for like one person to speak. That's how they time it out. But when it's a tie, there's two people to speak, and it's Best Actress, and you got to let them go on because they're Best Actress. Glenn Close apparently took all the time, and Lady Gaga was getting played off. But did that stop Gaga? Watch this.
Thank you to my team. You know who you are, you're watching. Thank you to my family, the Italian immigrants in New York. It's okay, I can still do this with a piano background.
Yes. Yes. That's how you do it.
She like, should have freaked it and, like, sang a song.
She should have started the
I'm glad they both won. I think that's really kind of cool. But what they should have done, just to make it interesting, because a lot of those award shows are boring. So there's a tie, and here's what we're going to do right now. We're bringing both ladies on stage, and we're going to have you root for them. All right. Who wants Lady Gaga?
No.
Who wants Glenn Close? All right. Who are we giving it to?
No.
But do you think that Lady Gaga should have won it by herself, or it was cool that it was a tie?
Like, no, Lady Gaga did a great job in A Star is Born. I did not see Glenn Close. And the wife.
But Glenn Close is always spectacular. So
love her as an actress.
Yeah, right.
So a tie, maybe they should have just given it to Lady Gaga. And then, you know, for the Oscars, it's like, who's going to win now? Because it's like Glenn Close took the Golden Globe.
Right.
Lady Gaga takes the Critics' Choice Awards. So
that
would just build up the hype.
That's
so
true.
To do a tie kind of takes away from all the awards to go, oh, we can tie?
Although, I do like the monologue idea because I wanted Ed McMahon to go, Challenger has 3 3/4 stars.
Well, you all know that we all looked different 10 years ago, of course. Some got better looking and some got worse, or they don't look better. Over the weekend, a new challenge took over social media, the 10-year challenge, and people were sharing pictures from about 10 years ago next to a recent picture. Our girl Portia did one. Take a look.
She looks so young in that first picture.
She looked like one of R. Kelly girls.
Get rich.
Oh, my goodness.
Portia looked like a girl, and now, 2018, she is a grown woman.
Okay,
blossomed woman. It's just,
that's right.
The thing is, 10 years, she knows her pose. She's
same
got
pose.
It now.
You know her angle.
The foundation has settled a little bit more, so she's keeping it low in the back.
Well, Keisha Knight Pulliam also jumped in, but I think she went a little bit further back than 10 years. Take a look.
She got Michael Jackson and Janet.
That's amazing that Janet posted her picture.
Yeah, that looked like Michael. I thought it was Michael too, honey. But God, Janet and Michael looked alike.
Do we have any of the staff? Do we have head crack 10 years ago?
Oh, wait, hold up, Frank. Give it a second. Well, let's keep this thing going and we're going to keep it fun. Let's take a look at head crack. Heidi and Frank and Gary with some pics from about 10 years ago.
Oh, you had dreads?
Yeah, like I started growing them like 99 and I cut them in 2017, 2016.
Wow. Wow.
Look at you, Heidi.
Look at you, Frank.
I'm a vampire. I just don't change.
Oh, where's Gary? I got to see Gary.
Yes, baby.
Oh, the shirt open?
Yeah. No, baby, it was made that way. That's from a Sony, honey. That shirt was $3,000.
With the loincloth is today?
Yes,
unfortunately.
Honey. Frank looked like he should be in Footloose. Kicked off with Sunday shoes.
Mm-hmm. All right, man, coming up after the break, Coming to America is getting a sequel over 30 years after the original, and we got the details when we come back. Dish Nation.
Hey, Crack, you know who's scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Well, you or any of our viewers don't need to fear the IRS.
And why is that?
Well, listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
That's right, free. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop the added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Well, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So to all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. Time is limited. This information is free. The consultation, free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Now give it to them again, Headcrack.
Don't mind if I do. 1-800-506-5803. I got y'all. It's 800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey, yo.
So it is official. The long-awaited sequel to Coming to America is a go, y'all. Oh. Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall, and allegedly other members of the original cast have signed on for the sequel.
Yes.
That's right. The Prince of Zamunda, or maybe he's the king now, is coming back to America in the sequel to find his long-lost son, who is the heir to the throne, darling. Oh. So will the sequel be a hit like the original?
Yes, because it's been a long time and we want to see it.
We do.
Yeah,
and,
really.
And they know they got to come with it, right? Mm-hmm.
I'm a little lost, because, like, how does he have a long-lost son? He didn't have sex with nobody the first time he went to New York.
Wait, well, didn't he get married?
Well, maybe they got divorced and she took the son or something. That's what's going to be so exciting. We get to see what they do with it.
But I'm not impressed about the show myself, honey.
Why?
Eddie just coming back because he got them two new babies with their white woman. He got to work, so
listen,
that's why he's doing
Eddie
the movie.
Eddie don't need no money.
Yeah, because he was still doing movies when he had the mother kids, too.
Well, yeah, but he took a good long break, honey, when these two new ones just came along. So
well,
and I'm sure
Dream
Girls, you got to get out and work.
Yeah, there was Dream Girls.
Then it was Mr. Cook, the one he was like the chef.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good movie. Young hater. So, Brad, you here for it?
I'm here for it. I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see what they do in the reboot. And I can't wait to see who they get.
Now, Althea, if you could have any part in Coming to America 2, what part would you want to play?
I want to marry him.
Like in real life? Or you want to marry Lisa Zamunda?
To be my husband.
Okay.
Let's go to Africa.
What was the main girl name? I know her name is Sherry
Headley, but
what's
Lisa?
Her name? Lisa.
Lisa McDowell.
I want to be Lisa's little sister.
Oh.
Yo, she was a dot.
That mean I gotta be a side.
I really hope Eric Lasalga reprises his role as the Soul Glow dude, because I would love to know what he's doing now.
Oh, my God, that would be so fun. What is he doing now?
He was on ER, and J-Girl's been out of... I mean, he's a do-rag model now.
I mean, you got to make a living.
All right, y'all, so last week, we thought we knew who was entering a Celebrity Big Brother house for season 2, but the rumors was wrong.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, man, I was excited.
Whoa. Me too. I mean, I think a couple of them landed, but mostly wrong. So let's run down the list of some of the celebrities that they got this year. So Tamar Braxton will be in the Big Brother house.
Oh, she's going to bring the drama. Keep going.
The most snitchiest, worst house guest ever, Kato Kaelin, will literally be in the building.
Oh, he bad.
Ew.
He going to tell on everybody.
He is. He going to get his ass whooped.
Joey Lawrence is going to be in there. You remember him from Blossom?
Yeah. From Nell Carter.
He was going to give me a break?
He was the kid.
Oh, see? So he went over my head.
Yeah.
What if I told y'all we got Kenny Burris from Real Housewives of Atlanta in
that thing? Okay.
Providing sex toys to all the house guests.
Okay. Candy coated nuts.
Get in where she fit in, honey.
Well, I hope there's a pool because Ryan Lochte is going to be in the house.
Okay.
Probably also going to have weed. You also have a former White House Communications Director, Anthony Scaramucci.
I thought you were going to say Omarosa.
Ooh.
That would make it interesting.
Doing the reoccurring. Wasn't she on it before?
Yeah. I think she was a couple seasons ago.
Okay.
So what y'all think about the lineup?
Everybody in that cast has gotten in trouble for something along the way, so it's going to be a lot of drama in the house.
Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
I hope they throw people out of the house the same way they would throw Jazz out in The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Like, that would be a cool little spin to add to the house.
How they just throw you out?
Why is Kato Kaelin on the list, though?
Because OJ is back out of jail, so now they want him to relive
Do we have to talk about OJ in 2019 again?
Yeah. Because
that's the only thing we know him from.
They should have actually put OJ in the house. Like, I would easily swap.
I'm scared for my life.
No, you're not white.
You're going to just check.
After the break, Mary J. Blige shows us she's living her best life, and Michael B. Jordan and Lupita Nyong'o really just friends. And promotional consideration provided by...
Why let itchy, irritated skin keep you from all the fun this winter? Cortisone 10 works fast to help soothe irritation and relieve itch for 10 full hours. Cortisone 10.
We are
already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Now, Althea, you new here, but guess what? We got a
smash alert.
Possibly. Now, there's been a lot of speculation as to what's going on between Michael B. Jordan and Lupita Nyong'o. Some people say they're hooking up, but of course, they shut down the rumors and revealed that they're, in fact, not smashing.
Yeah. Do we believe that?
Oh, yeah.
We do?
I believe it.
I don't.
Because I don't either, because I would think they just want to keep it private until they really decide for the world to know.
But for you ladies out there who need something to root for and something to not cry about, Michael B. Jordan is still single. Now, he told reporters, we're good friends. Honestly, we know each other a long time, and we really respect each other, and I love this girl to death.
But y'all know the rumor about Michael B. Jordan.
What is it?
He does not like African-American girls, and she's definitely dark.
Why do you believe that?
I believe it, honey. Trust me, honey. He don't like Lupita, honey. She's just a co-host with him.
He's the one who took the picture. Now, Lupita said, I think it's such a rare thing to find people you have good chemistry with. It makes the work richer that we truly enjoy each other's company on and off screen.
Maybe they got to keep it together, you know, for business reasons.
But anyway, so at the Golden Globes, right, you know, they got these photo booths, and they were actually spotted doing this.
Cheesy in stage. Yeah. They weren't even kissing for real.
No.
Yeah. Looks like it's work.
So, Althea, so you think a straight man and a straight woman that just have great chemistry, you think they could just be friends?
Yes.
Really?
I mean, why? Because two people are around each other with good chemistry, they gotta always be like, why?
Because that's the American way. All right, everybody, it's time for...
It's the Damn Girl!
Baby, Miss Mary J. Blige, honey, is giving us the 411, honey, on how she's ringing in her 48th birthday. Now, the singer recently shared a photo on Instagram enjoying herself with friends on vacation with the caption, living my best f-ing life.
Yes! Ooh, Mary, come through, MJB!
Oh, no, I ain't never seen Miss Blige like that, honey. But anyway, honey, looks like, honey, she's out rocking, honey, a two-piece bathing suit, honey. So, I mean, look at that. What y'all think about that?
Well, she definitely avoided the chicken wraps.
She good, okay?
Yeah. Coming from a miserable marriage, she living her best life.
She looks good.
Her body looks good, but it's sad that she looks good, honey, for another man to come and take all her money again.
No, what? Yeah, what? What? That's gotta happen.
She can't look good for herself.
You live and you learn. She not gonna let that happen again. No, trust and believe, honey.
She probably will, because when you're desperate and lonely...
No, she gotta be
what? And why she... How you know she lonely?
Because she's posing like this all on the boat.
It don't matter. She probably don't want everybody in whatever relationship she's in, if she's in another one, because you see what happened to her other one when it was all in the press.
Who did y'all think she'd be happy with? What? Who would y'all match Mary with?
Herself, for right now. She needs some time to just do herself. She don't need to be dealing with nobody else and nobody's drama.
Well, she need to give her a good Caucasian man.
Oh, Lord.
You want to be with somebody that you're into.
Yeah.
She
be into him.
Anyway, up next, Heidi and Frank have a crazy story about a woman who all of a sudden cannot hear her boyfriend. They'll explain it all right after the break. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back, everybody. Have you ever wanted to mute someone's voice in real life like you could on a TV?
I just turned off Heidi's microphone. You're fine now. Go ahead.
So there was a real thing that happened. There was a woman in China who was kind of feeling sick to her stomach the night before. And then when she woke up in the morning, she realized that she could not hear her boyfriend's voice at all.
It's because they got married the night before. Once you get married, suddenly you don't hear the man's voice.
She went to the doctor, of course, as you would. And she was diagnosed with RSHL, which stands for reverse slope hearing loss, which is a condition where someone can't hear low frequency sounds.
But this is selective, so it's just low frequencies. Yeah. And since guys have lower voices like this, she can't pick up on that low rumble.
So now her boyfriend has a, honey, honey, would you like to maybe have sex with me now? And she's probably still going, I still.
Woohoo! So he's Mrs. Doubtfire, way to communicate with
her. Just to get his point across.
Yeah. I guess doctors think they may have a cure for her so she can hear her boyfriend or husband's voice again, but she hasn't returned their calls. Does she have any idea what's wrong with her? Because when she went to the doctor, I mean, she's probably talking to a man if she's going to a good one.
I don't hear anything. Is somebody talking?
Somebody. You can hear me.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.